Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health with your hosts Robin A. McKean and Lisa Ripple. This show focuses on helping you integrate your spiritual wellness, your physical body, and your emotional health. We talk about fueling your soul and inner self, as well as the right food to fuel your body.
And now, here's Robin and Lisa.
And hello, good evening to all the humans out there. How are you?
Maybe there's some aliens listening in.
Oh, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Right, could you imagine this gets beamed out into space?
Well, actually, it kind of does. They could intercept it if they really wanted to hear us.
Can you imagine what they'd think?
these two crazy chicks.
past that planet. It's filled with crazy women.
That's right. That's right. I was, for a few minutes tonight, I was watching a show, something about meteors hitting the Earth and how they thought that the meteors were intentionally seeded with these bacteria that could create disease on our planet, and I was like, oh boy. I gotta change the channel now.
I wish I could remember what I read the other day. There's a conspiracy theory for everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, this one that I read, I can't even remember what it was, but all I know, it was like, seriously? Did you see the post where they said that they found Elvis Presley?
No.
Oh, yeah. There was a post where they found this guy, homeless guy, in L.A. Uh-huh. They had a picture of him and everything, and he did resemble what maybe Elvis Presley would look like at his age now,
uh-huh.
And that whole thing with Nixon and how he wanted to become a CIA agent
uh-huh.
was true.
Huh.
And when he died, they faked his death because he just didn't want to be famous anymore.
Well, yeah, who knows?
It was just,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either, but...
I don't know, but how do you leave your kids? And
exactly, all of that, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever, maybe he was just as crazy as the rest of them.
That could be.
So, how was your day?
Actually, I had a pretty good day.
Cool.
Terry came home early last night, and so
nice.
We had all day today, which was nice. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's the Memorial Day weekend, so it's turning our 3-day weekend into a 4-day weekend, which is even nicer. We have some plans to go to World's End State Park this weekend, and, you know, going to have a nice family weekend.
Cool. Well,
and,
unfortunately, this is the weekend that's the beginning of hell for me.
Well, it's because you live at the shore.
Yes. I was driving 2.5 towns down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was going from exit 69 on the parkway to exit 58 on the parkway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you who don't know the parkway, it runs the span of New Jersey. And each exit number coincides with a mile marker.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going 9 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Memorial
it took me 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. This is, folks, why I don't live at the Jersey Shore anymore. Why I live in the mountains of Pennsylvania. Because I
yeah,
can
there
go
are,
9
I mean,
miles in 9 minutes. Even
if
on
I
Memorial
had
Day
thought,
weekend.
I thought, being that it was only noon, because you know from living here, okay?
Yeah.
You don't ever go out on Friday on the parkway after 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's correct.
On a Friday.
3 o'clock is the magic, magic hour.
You can go north,
mm-hmm.
but don't try to come south until 11 p.m.
That's right.
So I was going south farther down than my house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not
mm-hmm.
usually where the traffic goes. And it was noon.
Yeah.
But it was worth it because we did the mani-pedi thing, me and Sam.
Oh, nice.
And we went out and had some lunch. And just did a girl thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
It was good. And then my husband, the love that he is, found my favorite all-time candy in the whole wide world.
And what's that?
Bonomo Turkish taffy. Wrapped in the foil.
Yes, I remember that.
In vanilla.
Oh.
I know. And I just found it before I got on the air in the drawer next to where I'm sitting. So, needless to say, I'm feeling much better now.
That's funny.
But, you know, they had everything. They had all these old candies like Razzles
mm-hmm.
and Mary Jane's.
Wow.
Do you remember those? Do you remember
oh,
Razzles?
Yeah, I love Mary Jane's.
And then, of course, Razzles was, it's a candy, but then it's a gum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like.
So anyway, they had a bunch of old.
Pop.
Yep. Clark bars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
They had Clark bars. And
Butterfinger sucks compared to the old Clark bars.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
I mean, you can't get a Clark bar. Butterfinger will do. But
yeah.
when you have the choice of both,
mm-hmm.
Clark bars. Oh, it's because I'm old.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, when I was a kid, you could buy a Clark bar for a nickel at the local candy store. Cone's
mm-hmm.
Candy Store on 29th Avenue in Flushing, Queens.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Mr. and Mrs. Cohen moved to Florida and closed the candy store when I was a kid. I was heartbroken. No
was
more Clark bars for 5 cents.
Yeah. Didn't they also sell the juice bottles, the wax bottles?
Oh, yeah.
And the red wax lips.
Yes. Oh,
and
yeah.
then there was this candy that looked like a ravioli, but it had like nonpareils inside, and you could shake it, and
yes.
it tasted like communion.
Yes. Yes, the wafer thingy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and we could get back then. We could get Flower Power stickers for our school books.
Uh huh. Oh gosh, remember that? Oh.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
We could do a nostalgia show.
We could. You know, actually, speaking of nostalgia, one of the things we are here to discuss tonight, and since it is almost 10 after the hour here, we should probably get to it, is Memorial Day weekend. And
it
so
is.
We wanted to talk a little bit about our veterans and specifically people we know who have served their country and some of the charities and things that they support, that particularly support veterans and some particularly that support pagan veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of our armed services personnel happen to be of alternative spiritual paths. I mean, Terry was in the Air Force. Our friend Marcy was also, Karen was in. I mean, I know we know so many people who were in.
Our friend George, he was a Marine.
Yep, in some branch of the service, that it's it seems, you know, bizarre in some ways that it was only a few years ago that Circle Sanctuary and Selena Fox were able to get some of the pentacle and some of the other pagan
mm-hmm.
symbols approved by the United States government for being placed on headstones for soldiers
in Arlington
Cemetery and the federal, you know, military cemeteries.
You
want to
be
choices.
Sad, though? Do you know how long ago that was? Austin was in eighth grade when that happened.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Really? Because
I went to D.C. I went on the D.C. trip with him, and mm-hmm. we went to Arlington, and they mm-hmm. asked if we had any questions. And I, being the devil's advocate that I am, said, is it true that soldiers can now get the pentacle on their headstones if they want to?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, yes, it was recently ratified.
Mm.
So they now had, yeah. instead of having 37 symbols, they now had 38 symbols.
Right, yeah. Well, I think so, they added a few more.
Yeah, now he's 21 now.
Oh, my God.
So he was in eighth grade, so you add 5 to the grade, so he was 13. Mm-hmm. So it was 8 years ago already.
Wow, yeah.
I know. It seems like it was yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like it was like 2 years ago. But I guess Harry's 9. And that all happened right after she was born. So, yeah. 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But, yes, we do. And it is amazing how much work that the pagan community does do for soldiers, for our own soldiers.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I know that Pagan Pride Day has a whole setup for the troop, the Circle Sanctuary Circle of Care,
mm-hmm.
for their
yep.
troops. And you can go to their website, and they will ship small pagan objects
mm-hmm.
to the pagan soldiers.
That's right.
There is a list out in there.
Yep,
yep, crystals, you know, small crystals, tarot cards.
And it can be that kind of, you know, crafty stuff, but it also can be mundane things like, you know.
Deodorant,
yeah, soap.
Soap, towels.
Patchouli soap, maybe, if somebody who makes patchouli soap and you want to send some over, those sorts of things.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, common sense things, too. But yeah, to be able to have, like, a set of runes or tarot cards or, you know, something.
A statue of the goddess or something, you know, small.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, not something, anything huge, but, yeah, something.
And I know,
capable.
I think they ship things out twice a year. I know definitely around Thanksgiving they do it because they did it right after our bash.
Mm-hmm.
When
right,
we had the Halloween
stuff,
bash.
You know, all year long at Pagan Pride is a big time bring it. I think the Pagan Pride for South New Jersey that you and I usually attend is the first weekend in October again.
Yeah, I believe it's the 4th. But don't quote me.
Yep, we're actually going to have the ladies on, Terry and Amy. I think sometime in August or September to talk about the upcoming Pagan Pride event.
Yep. So if you have any questions about the Circle Sanctuary group, that would be a great time to listen in.
Yep.
And I know one of our other friends is in the chat room, and she does a lot of work too.
And that is why she's here.
Yay!
Hi, Marcy. She's going to call in actually in a few minutes because we're going to talk a little bit about with one of the charities that she's working for. I think it's Dogs for Heroes, I believe is the name of it, which provides assistance dogs for veterans, which is just awesome.
They're service dogs.
Service dogs, yes. Yeah, if you are somebody, you know, who even just somebody who suffers from something like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, just having a dog sometimes can be your safety, your lifeline. A lot of times, I understand. I just was told off camera or off radio that they're further trained than that, and I guess
absolutely.
They are truly service dogs.
It's like, very much like the diabetic dogs.
Or
they can sense
blind.
The change in your emotion before you can.
Right. And so, they can, you know, help you with your mood and understand, you know, when you're feeling insecure and unsafe
right.
You know,
if you've lost a leg or a limb, they're help dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's going to come on in a little bit and talk about the program and, also, you know, if you are a veteran, whether you are, you know, actively serving your country now, or you are somebody who has done their time and is now home, you should be aware of a lot of these things and reach out and ask for help, and don't be afraid. It's not a weakness. It's why these things exist, because there is a need. So I believe Marcy is in the queue, if we can bring her in. Oh, magical engineer, make that happen. Hello, Marcy. Whee!
Hi, darlings. How are you?
Good.
I'm wonderful.
You are wonderful. That's why I love you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was actually just over at the VA today and passed out a card or two for the organization that I volunteer with, Segway.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
The official Segway.
The official Segway. Good.
What exactly is the program, and how can somebody get in touch with them if they were interested in actually getting a service dog, or being somebody who would be willing to take a dog and train it?
Sure. Well, actually, your first step, I'm majorly on the research bandwagon with many people. Research what we do. You can go to dogsforheroes.org. We have our own website. There is a plethora of information there about the process, what requirements we have, our statement of our obligation to the veteran, as well as what we expect of the veteran in relation to dedication, not only to the program, but to their animal as well.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is not just for the veteran or just for the dog. It's mm-hmm. for both. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we work with different people, and we do use rescue dogs. We have a tendency to stay with pit bulls,
mm-hmm.
but we do take on other breeds of dogs, and they are trained as service animals. They are not emotional support dogs. They are trained as service animals, so that they are covered under the Americans with Disabilities Act. So this animal can go anywhere with you that you would go as a consumer of anything.
Mm-hmm.
They can go with you in restaurants, anywhere. And that's one of the best places to get information about our program and have some questions answered. Also, we do have a Facebook page as well. Just type in Dogs for Heroes and it'll come up. Our main hub of activity is Illinois. We also have a Florida chapter and a Georgia chapter. We've got a total of 22 teams that are working right now, which is one veteran and one dog. The people that help with the training are just absolutely fabulous, and they've been doing this for a long time. I am actually in training to be a trainer.
Oh, cool.
And with any luck and some speediness on paperwork, I will be working with my first veteran, hopefully here in the near future.
Awesome.
Yes, and it's what we look at, we do need the veteran to have an actual diagnosis of PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
It does not need to be service-related,
mm-hmm.
to the best of my knowledge,
mm-hmm.
But it does need to be diagnosed by the VA. Also, we cover people with traumatic brain injury, military sexual trauma,
mm-hmm.
And there are a few other things,
which is
things,
a very
I
hot
believe.
Topic right now. The military
yes.
sexual trauma, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. it is. And let me say the biggest thing for me, I think, is to let people know, yes, you've been Marine, you've been a soldier, you've been in the armed forces in whatever degree it is you're in. Yes, you've been tough, but when you're diagnosed with something like PTSD or you've got a traumatic brain injury from some kind of traumatic event, or military sexual trauma, reach out for help. There is a lot of help to be had. There's a feeling of hopelessness and alone that comes with these diseases. And that is the hardest hump to get over, I believe. And I speak from experience to a degree. So that's the biggest hump to get over. Reach out. Reach out. And if you know somebody that is having an issue with PTSD, military sexual trauma, TBI, and think that, you know, they need some help, help them reach out. You know, take them by the hand. Take them to their local VA. Get them, help them get some help. Help them get some help. That is the biggest thing. Just help them reach out and help them to understand that it is not a weakness to ask for help.
That's right.
And you also, when you ask for help, it enables you to help others. It's the wounded healer thing. You know what I mean? So it really gives you a lot of power.
Absolutely. And you know, there, like you said, there is no weakness in reaching out for help. It actually means that you're a lot stronger than you think, because you've you've actually said, I need to fix this. I'm going to take action to make
Not
myself
avoidance.
Better. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Avoidance was my big thing. And that was my tool of coping. But I'm not doing that anymore. I'm slapping it off like right in the face, and you know, we'll need medications. Sometimes people need medications and a dog. I have seen dogs work wonders for veterans with PTSD, service dogs. Just do beautiful things for these people. I mean, people that can't leave their house. You know, people that cannot leave their house because they're just immobilized, you know, by this trauma, this PTSD and TBIs and military sexual trauma. They're just, you know, frozen.
Paralyzed.
And a dog will literally give their life back to them and to their family. You know,
that's
then they're functioning with their spouse or their significant other and their children, you know. They're able to go out and work and function in society in a way that's productive for them, their family, the people that they love, and, you know, the community at large.
I want to give, over the air, I want to give the Facebook page and the link. Again, the link for Dogs for Heroes is www.dogs4heroes.org. And if you want to check them on their Facebook page, it would be www.facebook.com/dogs4heroes. And again, it's DogsforHeroes. And you really... If you really feel this is something that could help you, don't be afraid to reach out for help and check out the website and see what can be done.
That would be awesome. And also, we operate totally on donations and volunteers. Everybody that's in this organization is a volunteer. We are what is it, Robin? 501c3.
Yep, 501c3. That means you are.
Yes, we are a nonprofit organization, and we rely totally on donations. You can find where to donate on the website. There should be a link as well on the Facebook page. It's not cheap getting these animals trained. There's a lot of traveling involved, and there are times where, you know, we need to help with getting the animal to the veterinarian.
Veterinarian.
Yes, and, you know, getting their shots, getting checkups, getting them chipped, getting them spayed or neutered. Mm-hmm. You know, and then sometimes, you know, we need to reach out to the veteran as well. They may need something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a package thing. It's not, we don't do just for the veteran and do mm-hmm. or do just for the dog. It's a package deal.
Okay, and I have a question. So, sure. Okay, you've placed a dog with a veteran, and what kind of follow-up is there with the dog and the veteran once the dog has been placed? I mean, do you guys visit, you know, or get in touch with them and make sure that everything's going okay? Oh, yes.
We're in constant touch with our veterans. As a matter of fact, I helped with a dude a while back, and I still talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing? How's the dog doing? You know, how are you guys? Mm-hmm. How's the training going? The training process for the animal is about between a year and a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long process. And I know I can't speak for the people that we have in Illinois, but I know the people I work with here in Florida, they usually see their veterans, gosh, I think every other week or at least once a month. I mean, they're right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right there with them. So there's a lot of training, a lot of support. I mean, we will travel long distances and put a lot of time in with our veterans and their dogs.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a long, long relationship.
Cool. And I know you said this, but I just want to clarify because somebody's asking me about it in the
sure.
chat room. The dogs sure. come from local shelters, and you said they are mostly pit bulls, but you do also grab other breeds as well
yes.
to
yes.
show
yes.
promise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 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 we do.
Okay.
If
somebody wanted to sponsor a veteran to get a dog from beginning to end, you know, what would that process cost approximately?
Oh, my goodness. To sponsor a veteran and their dog, I don't know the actual cost from start to end. The big boss man that started this organization would be better equipped to answer that, and also the Florida chapter president. His name
mm-hmm.
is David Reed.
Mm-hmm.
You can find him on the Facebook page and
okay.
Also on dogsforheroes.org.
Mm-hmm.
I can find out for you, and I would be happy to. Let me see if I can get somebody while I'm, because I'm sitting right in front of my computer. If you guys
okay.
could chat for a second and give me a minute.
Oh, sure.
Okay, and I'd be happy to answer that.
Okay. One of the great things for this particular charity, and one of the great things that it does is it's really helping connect people back to being feeling like they're a part of something. You know, a lot of veterans, for some reason, especially if they're suffering from PTSD, find themselves cut off or separated from their friends and family. And having
mm-hmm.
a dog, who we all know dogs love people unconditionally, they just pour out love, and they will be sometimes the gateway to bringing these people back to the real world and wanting to have interaction with other people. But the dog is usually the first stepping stone. So on that note, while she finds out that information for us, hopefully, we're going to, it's 10:29. Lee, are we ready to take a break?
I think we are. And tonight's song is Wreck of the Modern Pagan by Murphy's Midnight Runners.
Terrific. Thank you.
Plastic candles, ninja swords, and simulated crystal orbs in unread print to praise Big Blue. He'll teach young women what he knows if they take off all their clothes and spiral dance into his bedroom. She won't say marry me because she's a vegetarian. She's afraid it violates the reed. She only reads Fiona Horn and believes she is reborn from an ancient Pictish queen. It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I want to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life.
if I get it wrong.
Pixelated motherboards and three-pronged grounded power cords is coming in the chat room on Yahoo. If high priest is in NYC, if priestess is in Germany, the court is called from no one has a clue. They read their screens by candlelight, and each one does his own great bread consisting of the alternate keys. F7 scribes a circle round, and F8 takes the circle down. F9 types a hearty blessed be.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
Why do people laugh his way and shake their heads and walk away when he says he's a Virgo through and through? He wants to study Salima and the mystic Kabbalah, but Hebrew words are giving him the blues. He understands the Sephiroth from Kether down to Yetzirah. He even knows what's meant by 661. He won't call his tradition witchcraft. It's more like H.P. Lovecraft. All hail the Necronomicon.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I want to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
All he wears is gothic black, and tattooed on his gothic back, the scene of Jesus hanging on the cross. The reference is cursory, and hanging from his rosary, a pentacle he says that someone lost. He only listens to death metal, cause he says it's spiritual. He wants to play guitar like Jimmy Page. Mom's patient with his attitude. Her past is strictly druid. She hopes that he'll come around someday.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I want to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
He learned his sense of history from RPGs like D&D. He thinks Gary Gygax is a god. His paladin keeps getting trounced by wizard clerics who jump out and turn his +2 arrows into mud. The magic that he learns from books like D&D and Terry Brooks he tried to use in Circle once or twice. Last time he woke up in a funk, in a Mitsubishi trunk, cause demons really don't play nice.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
He's TOS and OTO and BTW Borneo. His voodoo priestess grew up in KC.
He says his first is Frostian, his second is Arthurian, his third he got while studying Reiki. He reads books by Bonowitz, Gramsci, and Z. Budapest, and volumes signed by Raven Silver Moon. His path may seem a bit deranged, eclecticism is his game. I think he's added Baptist in there too.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I want to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
The Viking path's the one for him, and it's just not a silly whim. His great, 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 great granddad did it too. His songs use funny sounding words. 1,000 years they ain't been heard, and some of them are written in ancient runes. He looks upon Paganistan as something to be conquered, and his horn is always filled with meter brew. He laughs at silly pagan folk and thinks he knows more than the Pope. His Mjolnir stuck right up his ass, it's true. It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
You are listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming. If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be. You're listening to Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to Robin and Lisa.
Hello. Lee, are you with me?
I'm here.
Hello, honey. Okay.
Hello.
Marcy, you still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Okay. So I know you said you did some checking during the break, but you weren't able to get a hold of anybody. Let's say if anybody's interested and wants to know what it would cost to sponsor a dog for a vet, to email the station. And that email address is... Terry, what's the email address? I can never remember the email address.
I can't. I know it's CERN, S-U-R-N.
Yep. Is it .org? Is it just CERN.org?
It's CERN.org@gmail.com.
Okay, yep, CERN.org@gmail.com. I'm a bad host. I apologize. But the bottom line is, if this is something you'd really like to do, especially since here we are at Memorial Day, I know these people could use any and all support. So, even if it's $5, that would be great, greatly appreciated. So any inquiries or questions, feel free to send them to cern.org@gmail.com. And I just want to let everybody know, I've known Marcy personally for like 15 years. She was actually present at the birth of my daughter. So this is not somebody that it's fly by night. That's, you know, you're just sending money to an unknown entity and hoping that it gets where we're saying it's going. So, I mean, I can personally vouch for the woman, and I know she has checked out this charity because we've had many conversations about it. And actually, I'm going to be seeing her on the 20th. She's driving from Florida to come to my house for an event that we're having at the house here. So,
and to see my grandbaby too.
That's right. That's right. Your new grandbaby up in the Stroudsburg area there. I just wanted to throw that plug in there for anybody who's thinking, I don't know this lady on the radio.
Thank you. And also let me add too, I'm a veteran from, I got out of the service in 1985. Mm-hmm. So it's been, I've always wanted to find an organization that I could volunteer what little bit of extra time I have, my dog. And I checked this one out, and it was putting the best of both worlds together. So, it feels good to find an organization that I feel strong enough about to give them some of my time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that we all come from military families. As I said, Terry's a veteran. He was in the Air Force. Lisa, you know, you have people in your family who've been in the armed
forces. God, my dad was in the Navy. My mm-hmm. grandfather was in the German Air Force. Mm-hmm. My husband was in the Army.
Yeah. He wasn't in the German Air Force during the Nazi, the Nazi years.
He was not a brown coat.
Okay.
He was a German soldier. There was a difference.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I know my uncle Greg was in Vietnam, and he was in the Navy. He was a medic and mostly on the ships, but he did do a tour in country, being a medic in the field.
Yep. My dad was Air Force.
Mhm.
So yep.
Yeah. So yep. We all come from. We've all been touched by that. I know my next door neighbors, Jackie, the pop was in the Air Force. Jimmy was in the Air Force. So Stacy is I think she's out now, but she just recently, came out probably maybe a year or so ago. So there are a lot of people that we know who have been in and gotten out.
Oh, my son's in the Navy too. So
well, yeah, there you go. So we are
so
all
cute in his little uniform.
I know. It's horrible because we remember him when he was little.
Yeah, when he was like, you know, 7.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I know, right? Oh, Lord.
Now they're all married with children.
I think he's like 24, 23 now, 20, mm-hmm. I don't know. I said, you know, I've got 4 kids. I can't keep track of all of them. I do that. Hey, you, you know, shoot, they're all over the country. You know, he's moving out to Indiana to finish his schooling. He's going to get his bachelor's out there.
Oh, my.
Good for
yeah.
him.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
It's so funny because I feel sorry for the people who are listening to us because the three of us are have known each other for so long. We have so much history. And, it, you know, this is like you guys just stepped into our coffee clutch, so I apologize for that a little bit. But actually,
please,
it's kind of interesting radio, too, to listen to us all prattle about how long we've known each other and the things.
Adam
turned.
You know, it's kind of like we're all sitting around the dining room table at Jackie's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But we're inviting the rest of the world in with us.
That's right. You all
absolutely
get to listen to this.
Well,
you know?
You guys know Adam turned 27 yesterday.
Oh my God,
I know.
Oh my 27.
Are you loving being a grandma?
Oh, I love being a grandma. I was over there yesterday. Oh. She's just she's starting to talk now.
Oh my God!
Every time she goes into her playroom and she's playing, and then she comes around the corner, she crawls around the corner, sticks her head out the door, and goes hi. And we go hi, and then she goes away. And she can say yes, and she says yes all the time. Yes, and she says it like that. Yes. It's crazy. Well, and she looks so much like Adam did as a baby. It's scary.
Oh, she does. Yeah, she does.
I'd like to interject something just popped in my brain, too. A lot of people that, that are veterans are also connected with either American Legion or VFWs or, there's all kinds of places, you know, and those are places, too, to reach out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
If you need, it sometimes, that's the reason I say, if you know somebody that you think needs to reach out and get some help in whatever form, start tapping into places like that, because those people have a lot of information in their brains.
Yeah.
You know, and they can hook people up. Yep. Yeah.
Wounded Warrior Program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said at the beginning of all this, check everything out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at financial statements of the organizations and see where the money's going, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, make sure that the majority of it's going where it's supposed to be going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's if you're a fundraising organization, and I know this only because I have been on the board of fundraising organizations with Lee and with Marcy over the years. By law, this is federal law, only 10% of the money that you donate actually has to go to the charity. The other 90% of the money that gets donated can be used by the charity for its own expenses, like salaries of its CEO and, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And, I mean, we never did that because, we never made that much money to warrant that. But it's one of the poor things about charities. And, for example, there are two really well-known charities, Salvation Army and United Way. They do a lot of the same things. But the CEO of the Salvation Army earns like $28,000 a year. The CEO of United Way, you know, mega six-figure income, you know, from being the head of the United
Way.
So, you know, if I have a choice, I'm probably going to donate to the Salvation Army because I know that more of my money is getting where it needs to go than to the United Way. And the United Way does wonderful work. I'm not trying to say that they don't. But I am saddened by the fact that there are so many of those big charities out there that their CEOs are making these huge figure, you know, incomes. And then it seems almost as an afterthought. Oh well, you know, we'll give some money to where it's supposed to go now.
I just found out that I believe it's called the Miracle Children's Network. 89% of their money goes to the charity, not to.
Good.
Yeah.
Only 11% goes to salaries, or it's almost a 100% donated time organization.
Yeah.
Wow. Good deal.
Yeah,
so try to check that kind of
stuff out when you decide that you're going to donate to a specific charity. Look and see what their board of directors gets paid. And if
there's been a lot of them in the news lately.
Yeah, and if you can't find it on the internet, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call their headquarters and ask.
Yep.
I know
with the Paint the Town Pink thing that's been going on this month, I don't know if they're doing it in Pennsylvania, but I know here in New Jersey, they're running Paint the Town Pink, and all the towns have these signs, and it's all for mammographies and breast cancer awareness and that kind of thing.
Right.
And there's been a lot of breast cancer organizations in the news right now who are not donating all the money they could be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, and you can find out, it's very easy to just pop it right online, and all the bad press will come up just as much as the good. So you can really get an informed information on the charity you're looking into before you actually do anything.
Yeah, that's absolutely. That's a good idea. Okay, well, before we close here, I do want to say about Circle Sanctuary, of course, Selena Fox. We touched on this a little bit earlier. They were instrumental in getting the headstones. The Pentacle headstones for pagans. And I think, Lee, you had sent me a little earlier, now I can't find it, the link for their webpage for their pagan troop donations.
Yes, give me one second. I will dig that back up.
Is that the Lady Liberty League?
No, it's the Circle. It's Circle of Care, I believe.
Oh, okay.
You go to Circle Sanctuary, and then it's...
I have circlesanctuary.org/index.php/military-ministries/circles-military-ministries. And this whole page here is
all about... It's easier if you just type in Operation Circle Care into your search browser. It will come up. It's the care packages to military pagans deployed overseas and support for active duty pagan troops and their families.
Right.
Yay.
So it's called Operation Circle Care.
Cool. Yeah.
Good.
There's also, through Circle Sanctuary, they do pagan military circles, and they have a list and agenda of when and where they're held. Pagan Military Association, which is a networking support group for pagan troops and their families and members.
Order of the Pentacle.
Pagan Veterans Association.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. Military pagan prayer cards sent free upon request to those serving and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we talked about, Operation Circle Care, which is care packages to the military, pagans deployed overseas. Support altar at Circle Sanctuary Temple. They have, an altar there dedicated to the military. Then they have ceremonies for certain days, pagan military service ribbons that they bestow, Veterans Ridge, honoring deceased pagan veterans at Circle Sanctuary, National Pagan Cemetery. So I guess Circle Sanctuary, at their sanctuary, they have a National Pagan Cemetery on premises.
Nice.
And let's see, Veteran Pentacle Quest, story of the successful quest to get the Pentacle included on VA issue gravestones for deceased and Wiccan and pagan veterans. So there's a lot of information at the Circle Sanctuary website. So you should go check it out. Certainly every little bit of help, you know, is there. And the sense of feeling like you're part of a community and not just, you know, some guy who came home and from serving their country and is now sort of just, you know, cut adrift and floating, trying to find his way. We all know people like that. And we were talking a little bit ago about some of those veterans clubs that you find around the place. And I know around here a lot of them are places for people to go and drink cheap, and that's why people want to.
But you know what? Sometimes it helps. Sometimes it helps, even if it's just to go have a beer. You're having a beer with a like-minded person who's been there and done that.
Yep.
And that too can be helpful. Also, as usual, if you can't find an answer to a question that you have, feel free to email either Robin or myself at cern.org@gmail.com. You can also reach us at the Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook page, spiritualunityradio.org, our Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health Facebook page, and of course you can send email to Robin and Terry at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. If we don't have an answer for you, we can always put you in touch with someone who does.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing the business. I appreciate that.
No problem. It's what I do.
Also, thank you, Marcy, so much for being here tonight and for helping us talk about this great charity that you're working for,
thank you.
Dogs for Heroes. And we want to do our utmost to support that. And we're just thrilled that this charity exists. And I hope that somebody out there listening, at least one person out there listening, will take it upon them to decide to send a small donation, because every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. Yes, every little bit helps. Thank you so much for having me on and letting me share some information. I appreciate it.
Nope, and thank you, Marce and Terry and all my loved ones for your sacrifice and for going into the armed services. It's a scary, scary thing to do and a brave thing to do, and we all appreciate the effort that all our veterans have made. You know, we all live a fairly comfortable life in this country because our sons and daughters decide to go overseas and protect our interests, or at least, should I say, the interests of our government. And whether you agree with it or not, it's sometimes a necessary evil. So,
right.
So thank you guys, and
it's still a sacrifice.
And absolutely, it's still a sacrifice being away from your home and your loved ones and putting your life on hold. It's something to be respected, and I think that when you have served your country and you've given so much and you come home and you realize that there are some issues, some psychological issues or some physical issues or just emotional issues that you need to deal with that are making you feel set apart and out of your element, there should be better support systems in place for our veterans. There should be better benefits for them. There should be better and easier to attain treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans don't live within, you know, a 40-minute drive of a VA center. There should be more VA centers. There should be more available to our veterans, and it's unfortunate that the powers that be don't see that. So
we've got the power to vote. So that's one of our freedoms that have been, you know, guaranteed
mm-hmm.
by all the fallen men and women. So,
that's right, and totally agree. I don't care how you, I don't care for whom you vote. Just go out and vote, because otherwise you're disrespecting every person who has ever laid their life down for this country and the right for our freedom, and that is truly irresponsible and sinful. So,
yep, I agree.
And, you know, at this time too, keep in mind, you know, it's not just the soldiers that serve;
mm-hmm.
it's their families.
That's true.
If you have, I know I have a neighbor, and her husband was away for a long time, and you know, just stopping over and seeing. If that mom of three who's all by herself in a state where she doesn't know anybody because she's just living on base with where her husband was, or living off base
mm-hmm.
where her husband's, go over, see if she needs to take a shower.
Yep. Oh yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
bring something for the kids because
mm-hmm.
they're serving too.
Absolutely. That's very true.
Yeah.
And at this time, you know, especially this weekend, you know, yeah, it's barbecue time, and it's the beginning of the summer, and
mm-hmm.
everybody's all happy. Keep in mind, some of these people, they don't have their loved ones with them. And
right.
it's supposed to be Memorial Day, not barbecue drink fest.
That's right. That's absolutely why we're doing this show tonight, because I wanted to remind
yep.
everybody the reason for this three-day weekend.
Yeah, the reason for the season, if you will.
That's right. That's right, because, you know, we have people who are brave and who leave their families and who believe in commit and doing service to their country. And there's no greater sacrifice. So on that note,
yes.
I think, oh, my gosh, for the first time in history, Lisa, we may finish this show on time.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I noticed that. I know.
Oh, my
And,
goodness.
Martha, I can't wait to hug you in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I know. 2 weeks. No, 2 weeks, honey.
It's been 2 years since I hugged you.
I know, but we've got 4 more weeks, not 2 weeks.
Really?
I
thought it was only like 2 weeks. I figure it's already June.
I know. It'll go by as fast as 2 weeks, I'm sure. So.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
crazy because I've got a niece graduating college. I've got Emily's turning one next Emily's turning one next Saturday.
Oh,
then
my God.
I've got, yep, and then my niece graduated Stockton. Her party's the week after that.
Mm.
Then I've got a one-week break, and then it's the mountain.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm already at the mountain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Unless the mountain comes to Mohammed, that'll be great, too.
Are we going to have to start calling you Mohammed now?
No, that's me. I'm Muhammad because I just sit in my chair like a giant statue.
Oh, geez.
All right. I love you guys. My computer is acting retarded. I love you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
I love you too. See you
we'll
soon.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Mark.
Hugs. Love you. Bye.
Hugs.
Bye.
Hugs. Mwah. Oh my God, that's too funny.
Okay, well, my
it's 11 o'clock. We got to go. Bye. I just happened to look down and the clock ticked. And I was like, time to go.
Time to go. Oh, well, my trusty partner.
It is Friday.
Yes, it is Friday. And I thank you so much for being on the air with me tonight. I know you weren't feeling, you know, your best. You were feeling
you know.
But you're coming down with something, so thank you very
my
much.
My Turkish taffy perked up, my sugar went up, and now I was perkier than I anticipated.
Well, thank the gods for Turkish taffy.
I'm telling you, it's so true. Mm-hmm. All right, I love you.
And
happy Memorial Day weekend to all
me
our
too.
Listeners.
Yes.
And thank you again to all our soldiers and their families for their sacrifice. And what is it you always say?
Spread the love.
There you go. Blessed be.
Blessed be. Have a good night, all. And Lee, I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.